Hey friends.
How's it going?
Today we're sharing Margaret and Eric's Edgewood Barn wedding.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Margaret and Eric, actually, we had the pleasure of shooting them a couple days prior as well for their engagement session because they're from Texas and they're only in town for the week of the wedding.
Yeah, so we haven't even shared their engagement session yet, but we figured the wedding's more exciting, so let's just share the good stuff.
Of course.
We'll share their engagement session later.
Which was also really fun because it was sunrise at...
Shenandoah, one of the hikes.
Yeah, anyways, we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah.
But first, the wedding.
Focus.
Sorry.
No, it was really fun. I love that Margaret and Eric wanted to still do an engagement session and make sure that they had lots of pictures, which is... something photographers love to hear. So it was really nice that on the wedding day we had like just seen them.
Yeah, and everything was fresh in their minds, so posing went really well. They actually had a long day. They had 10 hours of coverage with us.
Yep.
And so that gave us plenty of portrait time. But the fun thing that they did this that we've never done before at Edgewood is that they had their ceremony on the top of a hill. Where we typically go for sunset pictures, they had their ceremony there.
It was so fun. So if you've never seen the barn at Edgewood before, it is a beautiful venue, gorgeous white barn in Stannardsville, which is just north of Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
They just have this beautiful property, rolling hill, big lake. It's just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, sort of sits down at the bottom of the hill. And so a lot of times, we'll take our couples up to the top of the hill where you can kind of see the mountain overlook for like sunset pictures. But Margaret and Eric decided to do their whole ceremony there, which I think was really smart for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
One, it's the prettiest view at Edgewood
because
you can see all of the mountains and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But also it was really nice because since guests pulled in and stopped right at the very beginning, they didn't come all the way down to the end of the driveway where the barn is. So we were able to be at the barn and still take pictures like right
outside,
up until ceremony time.
We did a father-daughter first look as the bridal party was leaving to go do the ceremony.
Yeah.
So the guys had already been up at the hill. Then the girls came out and we did a quick father-daughter first look.
Yeah.
Outside.
And you didn't have to feel like guests were going to see you or you were kind of like battling with other things happening time-wise for pictures. A lot of times we'll set like a buffer of maybe like 45 minutes to an hour before the ceremony time to get the bride back inside so that as guests are showing up, they don't see them. They don't see the couple already.
Right.
Where we really didn't need to do that for this because guests stopped like
right when
they pulled off the road.
Yeah.
And it was just so pretty.
It was.
I think that's my new favorite way to do a wedding at Edgewood.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was really cool.
So we did some photos with them afterwards at the top of the hill as well. It was an overcast day, so it was a perfect day to shoot at the top of the hill without feeling like the sun was going to get in the way, especially because their ceremony wasn't that close to the... to sunset.
Right.
So they had a very long reception because that's what they wanted to do. They actually went to cocktail hour for a short while, which was super fun.
Yeah.
And then we pulled them briefly for sunset after that and did photos around where we typically would do for their ceremony, which is like near the lake and near the barn. So.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was cute. She wanted to go like into the trails behind.
They've got to be like huge hikers because we did a hike for their engagement session.
Yeah.
And we didn't do a hike for their sunset pictures, but we did go into like
the wilderness
a little bit, which was super fun.
Yeah. I feel like it was very them, which was nice.
Yeah.
Another thing that I feel like was very them was their send off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so cute. So Margaret and Eric had planned the big surprise of doing fireworks at the very end of the wedding, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to tell guests that. And so they had planned to have just like a regular sparkler exit before the ceremony, before the fireworks, to get all of their guests like outside and ready for fireworks.
Right.
However, she mailed the sparklers to Texas instead of
mailing them. Oh, is that why? I thought she was just doing it for fun to say, oh yeah, we'll do a sparkler exit and then
but
decide
not really
not
have sparklers.
Right.
No. She had really ordered sparklers.
Wow.
She just accidentally mailed them to Texas instead of Virginia.
So she's gonna have a whole bunch of sparklers in Texas.
Yeah, she's gonna have a whole bunch of
sparklers. Those.
Oh, she should use them for the 4th of July. That's a great party. Anyways, so she was like, well, shoot, I need to, like, think on the fly. What should my exit be?
Mm-hmm.
And Eric is an Air Force pilot. And so she decided to have everybody make paper airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And they all threw paper airplanes as they walked by. It
yeah.
was, like, the easiest and cheapest exit ever.
Yeah.
Because she just
you
sat
know, like
out a ream
paper.
Of
yeah.
copy paper. And then it was really fun because right before the exit, everybody was, like, at the table together, like,
fold.
Making their paper airplanes. It was so cute.
It was.
And then they ran through and I thought it was adorable. I love an exit that's like different and unique. And this was definitely that. And then once they went through their paper airplanes, they kind of went around more towards the lake on the edge of the barn and fireworks started going off. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, all the guests, like none of the guests expected. I think four people accidentally knew.
Yeah.
And they were told to keep quiet.
Right.
But I mean, they had like 5 minutes of fireworks. So I was there saying, like, doing all the fun photos of them with the fireworks behind them and all the guests behind us.
It was really awesome. Sweet. And then at the very end of the fireworks, you could tell that it was, like, the finale. Everybody,
mm-hmm.
like, went up and did, like, a
big
huge
hug
around the couple.
Yeah.
It was just really sweet.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
It really was.
Yeah.
Anyways, that and so many more favorite moments
mm-hmm.
from this day are right below. So go take a look.
Congrats, you guys.